Hello friends, this is Editing Coco interrupting your normal feed to give you all a heads up. We had one of Lucy's partners sit in and listen off microphone to us recording this episode. They did have some really good questions that I wanted the answers included in. I did my best to make it all run smoothly, but if there is a disjointed moment, please know that is what that came from, and I'm excited for you all to join us on part one of the ABCs of Kink.
Welcome to Dark Side Adventures, an exploration into kink, sex, fetish, leather, and the BDSM lifestyle. We are podcasts for mature audiences. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome back! We're here for another episode, and we are super excited to talk about the ABCs of kink today.
But Coco apparently thinks we're going to get through in one episode, and as I look at...
It's fine. It might work. Before we jump into that, Lucy, what is your one fun fact?
Oh, my fun fact this week is I think I probably got fired by my massage therapist.
Oh. Well, that's what you get for going in with some very, very pretty marks.
I mean, that's fair, but usually I'm just much better about it. And I just did not think about it this time around.
Oh, that's because usually your massage therapist is in the know beforehand.
That's fair. Usually my massage therapist
is our best friend.
Me for 60 and then gives me a 90 and my tip is drink zapper.
That sounds not in a bad way, but that sounds very sex positive and sex work-ish, and I'm here for it.
I mean, fair enough. Okay, so what is your fun, exciting fact of the week?
My fun, exciting fact of the week is that I tore out all of the rotten wood in the overcab of my camper so I could fix it, and then I filled it all back in. So now I filled 3 of the 6 layers back in. So it's okay. Almost there.
Yay. So close.
I'm so close. And so far away. I haven't even started into the bathroom or the water system yet, so that'll be a whole nother fight. So some of them we will go into more in depth about. Some of them might just be a quick mention. That way we can get through this all in one episode. I do know a lot of these kinks, but I found the easiest way for me to put them all down on paper was to go on FetLife and use their fetish list and copy and paste them. So some of them are in alphabetical order under the alphabet. I don't know if that makes sense. And some of them, it starts with an A, but then it's just randomly thrown in there. So, but the first one is ABDL. Or adult baby diaper lover. That is a form of age play. Then you have abduction play. People who enjoy the fantasy of abduction and ravishment.
Which can in some ways include CNC.
Yes, which is consensual non-consent. Yes. Abrasion play. Kind of what it sounds like. You enjoy abrasions. You enjoy scratching. You enjoy... I know some people who just enjoy using sandpaper on their skin. Affectionate cruelty and domination. Aftercare, big kink of mine. Aftercare is what helps you come down from all of the happy emotions and intense emotions and hormones that hit your body as you're playing. Age play, like I said, that is where... one partner or both partners enjoy role-playing as another age.
I want to interrupt really quick because aftercare is something that is so important. and very will much. Be its own episode, but
is its own episode.
It's not just immediately after play necessarily.
Absolutely.
Some people drop a lot later. Some mm-hmm. people drop immediately. So when you are negotiating scenes, make sure aftercare is something that's negotiated.
Absolutely. Then we get into anal. This includes things like playing with anal beads, anal chastity, fingering, fisting, hooks, sex, stretching, analingus. That is oral performed on the anus. Then we have anonymous encounters. This does kind of play with abduction play. It does not have to be as intense violent. It could just be meeting somebody and not knowing their name. Artistic cutting and scarification. Then you have auralism, which is the fetish of enjoying sounds.
Interesting. I've never had like a real name for that because like I enjoy audio porn. And so now I have like a name for what that is.
Then we get into the bees. We have bastinado, which is the one and only thing I will allow with my feet. It is impact performed to the bottom of your feet. So much fun. Walking the next few days. Ouch. It's great. Then we get into bathroom use control and just bathroom control in general. Some people enjoy having control or giving control up of when they can or cannot use the restroom. Then you have begging people. Then you have behavior and body modification. You can do one or the other. Body modification does include things like tattoos,
piercings,
hair, all the way up to weight loss, tanning, laser hair removal, and more. Behavioral modification is a form of edge play, which is underused, but so edge play is things that even in the kink world are on more the outside and on the edge, they're a little more dangerous. And I don't want to use the word taboo. They're not quite so in the center of attention for everybody.
Yeah.
Because behavior modification can lead to, is one that is very easy to be used.
Manipulated.
Behavior modification can be as simple as learning to respond to your dominant with yes, sir, or yes, ma'am. That is a form of behavior modification. Then you have bimbofication. This is when you want a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
You become a Barbie doll. Perfect. Air quotes here. Perfect hair, perfect makeup, perfect body, blood play. This can go anywhere from artistic scarring and cutting to needles to staples to medical play anything where you're actually drawing blood. Exactly. Anything intentionally making you bleed. Then you have boot fetishes and kinks, which can include boot blacking, boot licking, worship, kicking, stomping, just about anything you can think of with a boot you can do to it. Then we have breeding, which can be either used as a form of animal play or just as humans wanting to breed and impregnate somebody, whether literally or figuratively. Mm-hmm. Oh, I never finished spelling breath. Breath play, or as I wrote it down in here, Brie play. There's lots of ways to do it, from covering somebody's mouth to putting pressure on an air pipe. Be really careful of putting pressure on a windpipe. You could crush it. Any form of cutting off somebody's ability or impairing somebody's ability to breathe is a form of breath play. Then you have bruises. That is a fetish in and of itself. That's a kink in of itself. There are some people who bruise really easy, Lucy being one of them, which makes me jealous. And there are some people who take a good wallop and do not get bruises.
Like you.
Yeah, I know. We get into caning, which is a form of impact play. You can cane just about anywhere. Then you get into CBT or cock and ball torture, which is impact, squeezing, causing pain to the penis and balls. Then you get into chastity. This can be short term, where it's just for a sexual play moment, or long term where you're wearing a chastity cage or a belt or whatever chastity item you need for your genitalia to keep you from masturbating or receiving pleasure. Then you get into cigars, cigar service, cigar at human ashtray. Then you get into cock worship, which is can be a form of oral. It can be a form of hand jobs, breasts, whatever. You are worshiping the cock. You get into corporal punishment. This one is...
think the nuns in the Catholic schools that you always used to see that could beat the children.
But in a consensual manner.
Exactly.
Then you get into cuckold. This is where one partner is, quote unquote, forced to not have relationships or very limited relationships with their queen or king, and usually will watch their partner have sex with somebody else. It kind of folds into, for a lot of cuckolds, it folds into a form of humiliation play.
Yes.
For a lot of them, they want to know that their genitalia and their body is not worthy of having intercourse or doing anything to their partner. Mm-hmm. So then you get into cunnilingus, which is oral on the AFAB genitalia. Then you have cupping, which is a form of fire play.
Which is so much fun and can also be used for medicinal purposes.
Mm-hmm. We should all be old enough to remember Michael Phelps in the Olympics with the very big black circles mm-hmm. of blood. That came from cupping.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually a glass cup. You're able to use plastic, but not with fire. It's very different. Usually yes. You'll see it done with fire and glass. You take the fire wand, you slide it, and you give... basically, you're burning out all of the oxygen in the cup. Mm-hmm. You place it on the skin, and it causes a vacuum reaction.
We can do all of this when we do a fire play episode, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Then we get into D. So DS, dominance and submission. A lot of relationships in the kink world are called dynamics. So a lot of the dynamics in the kink world are a form of dominance and submission. They have the dominant, who is on the left side of the slash, if you're shorthanding it to D slash S. So on the left hand is going to be the top. They are typically the dominant role. This could be a dominant master, mommy, daddy. There's a lot of honorifics, but that is typically on the D side or on the left side of the slash. On the right side of the slash is you have the person who is more submissive. So submissive, slave, little, pet,
toy,
anything like that.
Then
you have dacrophilia, which is tears. Then you have DDLG, which is or DDLB, which is daddy dominant little girl, daddy dominant little boy. I've even seen daddy dominant LP little person, or LH little human, for those who are non-binary. You have degradation. I like down and salt dollification, but degradation goes hand in hand with humiliation. You like to be put down in certain situations under certain things, and feel less than human. Dollification, this goes right along with bimbofication.
Dollification, though, this is literally bimbofication is more like, oh, I'm a preppy Barbie and I'm going to go out and do these things. Where dollification is a lot more, whoever your top is literally moving you. You are a doll. You are not a thing, or you are not a person. You are an object at that point. So they dress you up. They do all of those things. So just
move you all
on that one. It's
good clarification.
Similar, but it's different in that sense.
Then you have into the E's. Edge play. Like I said earlier, this is where your fetishes sit on the edge of the kink world. You have edging, which is different. This is where you get very close to an orgasm and then you back off. And then you get very close to an orgasm and then you back off. It can build the orgasm to be even more intense once you finally get it. And some people use it as a form of chastity where they just don't get an orgasm in the end at all. Mm-hmm. Then you have electroplay or electrostimulation play. This involves violet wands, cattle prods, electricity to do all sorts of things. But then we get into emotional masochism and emotional sadism. Masochism is where you enjoy receiving pain. Sadism is where you enjoy giving pain. In this instance, it's emotional. You get energy play where you exchange energy or you're building your scene around to feel a certain type of energy. Enforced bedtimes,
exhibitionism.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Where you enjoy people watching you. Fs, face fucking, face sitting, face smothering. All of those are usually a form of oral, both on AMAB or AFAB genitalia. Face slapping. This does not have to be an all-out slap. It can be a nice little pop.
Yep.
It's up to you to determine how hard you want it to be. Fear play.
You don't like clowns, so your partner dresses as a clown just to mess yes. with you because it instills fear. It can yes. also be fear in the sense of, I have a sharp knife pressed up against me and mm-hmm. it could cut me at any moment, but I need to trust that. There's a lot of things that can be included in fear play.
Yes. Then you get into feet play and feet fetish. There is so much you can do to feet that I don't want to know about. And that's as far as I'm going to get into it. Feet are, I don't want to yuck anybody's yum, but feet are not my yum. Then you get into female ejaculation or female squirting, female supremacy and female domination, feminization, where you, this a lot of times is for more masculine or AMAB that want to be forced to be feminine, even if they're using male pronouns. Mm-hmm. You get figging, which is inserting raw ginger into orifices. It causes kind of a burning sensation, especially when you clench down. Fire, just like we were talking about before, you can do fire cupping, fire flogging, fire
whips,
impact, fire whips. You can do a lot of things with fire, from sensual to painful to anywhere in the middle. Fisting of both vaginal and anal canals. Flush hooks. You take hooks and you suspend from them. Flogging, a form of impact play. Floggers usually have one handle and a lot of falls or tails that come off of it. They can be both thuddy or stingy, or mm-hmm. both, depending on how you're using that specific one. Mm-hmm. Food play, bringing food into any sort of play you're doing.
And this could be anything from throwing food at someone and humiliating them that way to having them lay out on a table and covering them with food and letting others eat off of them.
That one actually has a name. And do I remember it at the moment? No, but we'll find it in the list.
Fair enough.
The next one is fornophilia, where you are objectified and used as a piece of furniture, whether it be a footrest, a table, whatever, if you're holding a lamp or a flashlight and to be a lamp, like that's fornophilia. Furries, they are their own subsect, just like swingers in the BDSM and kinky world. And we will probably do a whole episode about that.
We really should, because there's a lot of misconception that all of furries are sexual, and not all yes. furries are sexual.
This is very true.
That really needs this is to very be true. Discussed.
Jeez, gags. You can use all sorts of gags, from makeshift ones like ties, underwear, socks, to ones that you buy that are meant to be gags, mm-hmm. ball gags, which is a ball that has a strap that goes around your mouth. You can do bone gags or bit gags. Anything that goes in your mouth and prevents you from talking normally. Gangbangs or group sex, gas masks, gender play can take a lot of different roles and forms depending on who is doing it. So feminization is a form of gender play. I've also seen it done the other way. I don't know the exact word for it, but where they take someone who's more feminine and make them more masculine and force them to be more masculine. Gender play can also include sissification, which is another form of feminization. It can also include, 1950 households. That's a very big kink. So you make your dynamic, your relationship, or your play fall inside those quote unquote gender norms as part of it. So having the more feminine person baking all the time or the masculine person taking care of the house, those are forms of gender play. So it can be as intense as having a 100% 1950s household or being femme or cis, 100% of the time, to just, I'm going to put you in a dress occasionally, or I am going to use very specific pronouns in our scenes for this gender play. Genital piercings, glory holes. Glory hole is where you and usually a stranger, it goes along with anonymous encounters, are on opposite sides of a wall. And there's a hole in the middle to put genitalia through to the other side for them to service, whether orally, anally, or vaginally. then, yay! So, glory holes, graph erotica, body writing. That I did is another one I did not know had an actual word for.
Yeah, I didn't know that had an actual name.
Yes. H's, hair bondage, hair pulling, hair play. I know people who enjoy, I know AMABs who enjoy using hair to wrap around their penis and fuck it. Then high protocol. So there are, protocols are, for lack of better words, they're rules between two people in a dynamic for a scene, whatever it is. And the more strict and quote unquote serious, the higher the protocol. Another way that I've heard it described really well is think of like business casual and black tie affairs, right? High protocol is the black tie affair of the protocols.
And we'll do an episode on high protocol, but real quick, it's not something that needs to be done all the time. There are also definitely certain communities that tend to use high protocol a little bit more often than others. For example, mm-hmm. the leather community has yes. certain high protocols. Certain kink communities within themselves have different ideas of what high protocol is. So yes. just keep in mind when you approach a situation that may be a high protocol situation, make sure you understand the protocol that you're going into.
Yes.
And not just assume that when all high protocol is the same high protocol.
Yes. Yes. High protocol is definitely changes depending on where you are geographically, from Midwestern high protocol to Western high protocol to Southern high protocol to Eastern high protocol. So different, but also very similar.
Like even like leather high protocol to like femdom high protocol is very different.
Very different. Obviously, if you make a mistake, you make a mistake. We're all human. Mm-hmm. But, you know, try to do your look. Try to figure it out before you go into there. Then we have human ashtray. Like I said, you can do that either by ingesting the ash, by using your hands to catch the ash, to other places to catch the ash. Lots of different ways to do that. Humiliation. Eyes. Impact play. This is one of my favorites. This is any form of impact against your body. So, floggers, whips, crops, paddles, canes, fists, butt punches are fantastic.
Evil, awful, fucking gloves that want to kill me every time, but I love them.
You just think they want to kill you. Then you have, goes right along with breeding, impregnation, fantasy. This one is real fantasy, not reality. Infantilism. This one is a form of age play. It can be either 100% consensual. Hang on. I'm trying to figure out how to say this. It can either be a form of CNC, which is consensual non-consent, where you have consented to being forced, or you are going into it wanting to be treated as an infant.
And this can be both sexual and non-sexual.
Yes.
For some people, it is.
Kink and sex are not mutually inclusive.
Yes. For some people, this one's a hard one because this also plays a lot into the stigmatisms that come with like DDLG, DDLB, and DDLP. We kind of talked about, I consider myself a little. I do have some little tendencies occasionally. I like my stuffies. I like my passies. I like my bluey. But for me, it's never anything that's sexual. But that's because for me, that's a line that I'm not comfortable crossing. And I'm not here to yuck anyone's yum or anything like that. But that is, for some people, that is something that they are comfortable having a line that is crossed with.
Yes.
Just keep in mind that, you know, it's something that can be a very touchy subject. And just because you
enjoy age play and you might consider yourself an adult baby diaper lover or just an adult baby does not mean that you enjoy infantilism.
Yes, exactly.
They are different. Yes, they're very similar. You can draw a line right in between the two and they would match up very well. However, there's a lot of mental differences between them.
Yes, I think that's a good way to phrase it. And it's something that we're going to have to speak of, I think, a little bit later when we are able to do a little bit more research on. But because it is such a touchy subject with a lot of people.
Yep. So then we get into J's. The only J I could find is Japanese bondage. You've forgotten
I.
Oh, interrogation. I forgot. Interrogation, whether police or military style, as intense or as little as you want, interrogation can be fun. J's the only, I was trying to find a J. I was trying to find it really hard. But the only one I can think of is Japanese bondage.
So and, shibari.
Yeah, so shibari, which is a form of rope play. Then K's, you have kicking. Kitten play is similar but also different to like DDLG, where the submissive or the bottom in this role is role playing or acting as an animal. A lot of times kitten is very popular. Puppy is another really big one. I've seen wolf, owl, horse, and pony. That's
another really big one.
Yeah, that's another really big one. Pony play is its own thing, but also very similar. Pet play can be very sensual. And let me just cuddle you and pet your head and give you scritches and then throw this toy or play with this toy with you, to incredibly humiliation and degradation of, oh, you're just an animal. I can't believe this. And treated
sleep
like
in a crate, eat on a bowl.
Yes.
Things like that. So, and once again, this is one that doesn't necessarily have to be sexual.
Yes.
Just because you identify as kitten or you identify as puppy or you identify as owl does not mean that you have to have sex with your partner while you are in that state.
Yes. It's a very big headspace kind of play. Klismophilia, which is enemas. Another one I didn't know how to name. Kneeling, knife play. Knife play can be as intense as, yes, I'm cutting into you and doing artistic cutting and scarification, to I'm just going to use the side of the blade like a credit card to scrape this wax off, to let me just trace it around your skin and leave little scratches. L. So lactation. There's a lot of people who enjoy inducing lactation even when they do not have a baby to take care of, because a lot of people enjoy lactation, whether inducing it and producing or ingesting or anything like that. There's a lot of people who like that. So that's L's. Now we're going to move into M's.
Whoa.
What?
I love you. And I definitely wanted to believe that we could get through this.
We can. It'll just be a long episode.
Girl, we have been recording for over an hour.
We've been on the call for an hour. We've only been recording for 45 minutes.
Okay. However, if my attention span matches our listeners' attention span.
Fine. Fine. We'll cut it here, even though we're not even halfway through the alphabet. One more letter and we would be. But we can end it here, I guess. I'll admit it. I was wrong.
I appreciate, but
you just want to go play with your partner.
I mean, yeah.
I'm not wrong.
He was kind enough to come and observe tonight. So the least I can do is reward him.
Fine, fine. We'll end it here. Y'all will have to come back in 2 weeks to finish the ABCs of kink.
Yes, yes. And he is more than happy to do so.
All right. Whoa, ooh. My phone was not on silent.
Well, look at you, Miss Fairy Princess.
I do feel a little bit like a fairy princess with my hair.
I know, your new hair is very, very cute.
Yes. So I guess that ends it here for the ABCs of Kink Part 1.
But I promise you will get Part 2 in 2 weeks.
Yes. We'll record it soon, so it'll be there. But in the meantime, you can come chat with us on social media, on Twitter at Dark S Adventures, on Instagram at Dark Side Adventures.
You can email us at ourdarksideadventures@gmail.com.
You remembered it!
I did. I'm very proud of myself.
Yes, we have loved having questions and conversations with all of our listeners, and we can't wait to have more.
Yes, and not to start to be those people, but we've had enough episodes. If you enjoy what you listen to, like, subscribe, share it with your friends.
Give us a 5-star on Apple.
Yeah, like try and boost our ratings a little bit. Like, we love doing this for you, and we do this for education purposes. And if you think that we are educational, then...
Or even if you think we're entertaining, share us with your friends so we can only grow.
Exactly. So like, share, subscribe, as they say on YouTube, but also let us know your questions, comments, and concerns. We are more than happy to address those as well.
Absolutely. I guess this is it for this episode. We will see you in a couple weeks.
Yes, bye. Goodbye.